From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thai officials saying the mission to bring 12 boys and their soccer coach out of the cave where they've been trapped has begun. 13 foreign and 5 Thai divers taking part in the rescue. Each of the boys will be accompanied by 2 divers. Heavy rain is falling in northern Thailand, right there where they've been trapped on a small bit of dry ground deep in the flooded cave since June the 23rd. In the last 5 days, they've been found in the cave. The boys have written notes to their families expressing optimism and encouraging them not to worry. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continues to describe his conversations with senior North Korean officials as productive, even though North Korea issued a statement saying that Washington was gangster-like in its insistence for rapid denuclearization.
These are complicated issues, but we made progress on almost all of the central issues. Some places, a great deal of progress. Other places, there's still more work to be done.
Pompeo also said in a news conference in Tokyo with his South Korean and Japanese counterparts, the North Korean diplomats did not push back in his discussions with them. He did say sanctions on Pyongyang would remain for now. North Korea's foreign ministry said Saturday that discussions with Pompeo were regrettable, and it accused Washington of attempting to unilaterally force Pyongyang to scrap its nuclear weapons program. At least 9 people were killed in an attack on Somalia's interior ministry. Security forces killed 3 of the attackers. At least 13 people were wounded. The Al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. UN Refugee Agency says it has had a permanent presence in Libya this year, providing humanitarian assistance and medical aid to refugees and migrants in detention centers. The UNHCR works with the Libyan authorities to obtain the release of vulnerable refugees and helps in their evacuation from Libya. Sabina Castelfranco reporting.
The United Nations is expected to open a new transit center in Tripoli this month, which will have a capacity for 1,000 people. From this gathering and departure facility, candidates for asylum will be evacuated to a UN center in Niamey in Niger to complete their applications, which will allow them to be transferred to resettlement nations. Italy's new populist government recently intensified a crackdown on humanitarian rescue boats operating off Libya. UN officials say the crackdown effects and the Libyan Coast Guard's ineffectiveness at carrying out the rescue of migrants has caused the number of deaths at sea to soar, along with an increase in the number of people being held in Libyan detention centers. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
U.S. government has asked a court for more time to reunite immigrant children and their parents. Families were separated when crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy. A judge had ordered the children under the age of 5 be reunited with their parents by July 10th and all families reunited by July the 26th. U.S. Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar says the government will try to meet the court deadlines.
We will use every minute of every day that the court allows us to ensure that we can confirm parentage and that we can confirm the safety and suitability of the relationship before we place children back over there.
Azar says fewer than 3,000 children were separated from their parents. President Trump will announce his nominee for the Supreme Court on Monday to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. George Washington University scholar Jonathan Turley says Justice Kennedy's record of casting critical votes in key cases leaves a void on the high court.
He leaves the court in a calcified state of a hardened left and right with nobody in that middle position.
And John Fortier of the Bipartisan Policy Center tells VOA, conservatives now see a chance to solidify a majority on the Supreme Court for the years to come. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.